Everybody, welcome in. You know it. It's Tuesday. This is Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we have been doing a series of programs to help you continue to safeguard your health and be inspired to meet your healthy body and healthy mind goals. So, you know, you can go back and explore in our archives here the recordings at Blue Sky Broadcasting, NorthIdahoRadio.com, because I have talked recently with Idaho State Patrol Sergeant or Police Sergeant Justin Scotch about slowing down. That's a very healthy thing to do. I talked with a counselor from the Human Connection, Susan Gordon, who gave us a lot of insight in whether it's January or July, setting really good, intentional, smart, measurable goals that really you can begin to achieve and have some success. And then last week, I had the privilege of talking with Kenny Markwart, who is with Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, and oh my goodness, exercising our body, what a good thing. He had a lot of strategies and a lot of good ideas. I just encourage you to listen, and the same thing is happening today. My guests today are Dr. Mark Hahn. He's a local dentist here, excellence in dentistry, and his office manager, Janae James, and they are here to help us understand how important our oral health is, our teeth, our gums, our tongue, and the effect this has on the rest of our body. It is amazing how important our mouth health, our health, our oral health is to our heart and other things that he knows about and he's going to tell us about. All right, we're going to get all that coming your way right after this first break.
Bondo. You need Bondo.
Bondo fixed the car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome. I took it into Anderson's.
Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
This week at the co-op, we have new products and a great closeout special to tell you about. Patty has brought in a popular natural pain relief cream from Nature's Willow. Willow Balm uses a blend of white willow and botanical oils to provide a soothing, all-natural pain relief option. When you suffer from joint or muscle pain, consider trying Willow Balm from Nature's Willow, now available at the co-op. All of our beekeeping boxes, clothing, supplies, and equipment items are on closeout with prices from 20 to 60% off. This sale is limited to stock on hand and all sales are final. We are now fully stocked with yard and garden seeds. We also have seed starting mix and a wide variety of boxed soil amendments from Down to Earth. Find these items and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. Coopgasandsupply.com.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
So, we heard you're thinking about making some improvements in that bathroom of yours. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we are the perfect place to make that happen. One of our real specialties here at Selkirk has always been the design and installation of high-quality glass shower enclosures. All it takes is a call to ask for one of our highly experienced people to come out to your home for a free measurement. Our most popular style of enclosure has always been the frameless design, featuring the thicker glass panels with a minimum of hardware. These enclosures can really open up a bathroom space. And if installing clear glass gives you the maintenance willies, never fear, because all of our showers are available with the option of a clear glass protective coating. And if the frameless wasn't what you had in mind, we also offer a myriad of handsome frame showers. Are you interested in opening up that bathroom space even more? We offer custom mirror work as well. But one of the most valuable services we offer is that of the very best installation team in our area. They'll help make that new bathroom a reality. Selker Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we have Dr. Mark Hahn with us today. The doc is with Lewis and Hahn, Excellence in Dentistry, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Welcome into the program. Can I call you Dr. Mark?
You can call me Mark, absolutely.
Okay,
Thanks for having us on.
And the office manager, Janae James, is also with us. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you for having me.
I want to begin with, so our audience can get to know you with your background, your training, and how you came to Sandpoint.
Yeah. I'm from Wisconsin originally. I came out to Sandpoint when I was in third, fourth grade. Sue and John Porter are my aunt and uncle, and they own Superdrug, and so I'd come out as a kid, and we'd ski Schweitzer, and I told them, I'm going to live here someday. I'm going to live in your house because I love this town. Went into dentistry. My dad is a doctor. My mom's a doctor. Thought I'd always just be a doctor. They weren't super keen on like the stronghold insurance has on the decisions between the doctor and the patient. So like, you should probably look at something different. And I had a friend whose dad was a dentist, and I thought, gosh, he seems happy and he's always at his son's games, and maybe I'll be a dentist. And so, went into dental school, found my passion, went and did some extra schooling to learn more about teeth, and then landed in Sandpoint. I met Jim Lewis, as I was graduating, and it just all worked out.
You know, I love it. I have to ask you, I mean, what's it like to be a dentist? I mean, you know, first of all, you're not everybody's most popular doctor to go to. It's like, well, it can get a little uncomfortable, like open wider, like I can't, my jaws don't do that, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So how is it? What is it like to be a dentist?
You know, I really see it as like trying to change the like the common thought about it. You know, I never loved going to the dentist either, but I do love people and love like interacting and communicating. And so I always have it, like, how do I change this person's like idea of being at the dentist? You know, they're never going to leave being like, I love that. That was so much fun. When can I come back? But if they leave and they're thinking, you know, it's not as bad as I thought, you know, then I think we win. So we're just, it's always something we try to do is just change their thinking of it all.
That is really good. I like that answer. And you know what? There is nothing better than a good smile. I'm telling you, if you've got a good smile, you are on your way to good jobs and good friends and a good marriage.
Yeah.
And I don't know what.
Yeah.
Good things come your way when you can really smile and mean it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. All the dentists out there. Thank you, Dr. Hahn. I know this is a big question, so we'll have to break it down. But I think our audience is interested in what are the current recommendations for healthy teeth, healthy gums, you know, healthy inside our mouth. Kind of break it down for us.
That is a loaded question.
Yes, it is.
There's
it's
a lot
big.
To that. Yeah. And I guess I'll start out by just kind of introducing like how like we view things and do things, because I bet you can get different answers based on who you ask. You know, there's like a straight kind of like Western medicine, like this is what you're taught in dental school kind of information.
Uh-huh.
And then there's more of like like holistic kind of like taking like naturopathic like kind of tendencies. And I think that's what we try to do is kind of blend a bunch of things. There's some people who just want the straight Western medicine stuff and we can provide that. And people who want like the more holistic, like how do I help my body repair itself? Like with the least amount of intervention possible. And we can kind of help with that too. I think recently, which was a huge, kind of transition for me, there was like a study that came out of California, and it was the first time that it was thought, you know what, fluoride might not be as good for us as we thought it might. And there was actual study that said it can like decrease kids' IQ, I think by like a full point. And so this message that like fluoride is the only way you can keep your teeth clean and healthy to now being, there's other things out there that are kind of just as good, but maybe not with some of the risk benefit or the risks that come along with it.
You know, there is no fluoride in Sandpoint's water, and I think that's been since about 2014.
Yeah,
does that sound
right.
about right?
Yeah,
were you
right.
involved in giving advice to city council and our mayor at that time?
I was so new to all this at
okay.
that point, I was not. But okay. I'm super glad that it went that way.
Yeah, I don't know about Pondere or Dover, some of the other, maybe they're on our water system.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Praise God for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big thing, and it just changes the message, the things that we always knew kind of a thing. So
that's good.
I think to your question, if I were to answer that now.
I was just going to say, start us off with the dental school, you know, the stuff, you know, that. And then let's move over into the support things that we can do to that Western medicine stuff that we know. So start us off with the straight school answer.
Straight school answer. So straight school answer is see your dentist every 6 months, brush and floss your teeth, and it won't affect any of the rest of your body. Like you might have a bad
Ooh.
Tooth and you just get your tooth fixed kind of a thing. Like that was kind of older thinking.
Yes.
Like it's just this very isolated section of your body kind of a thing.
So what's the new thinking then?
There's been such
and a new treatments and new wisdom.
Yeah. There's just been such a shift, I think, not only in like dentistry, but like medicine and this kind of melding of those two worlds that like the mouth is connected to the body. Before it was kind of seen just, you know, separate. And so now we know that if we have like disease in our mouth, we can see that in diseased hearts.
Mm.
We do know that if we have a healthy mouth, we're more likely to have a healthy body. People that take care of their mouths are more likely to take care of their body. So when people need surgeries and things like that, they say, hey, check with your dentist to make sure everything's in, mm-hmm. in good working order. Because we'll see people with massive infections and they were going to go in for open heart surgery or a knee replacement surgery. And so if their immune system was fighting and working on this infection in their mouth, they wouldn't be as successful at the surgery that they were going for. So everything's kind of coming together.
You know, that is so interesting. And I think a part of that I'd like you to comment on is I remember my growing up a little bit, you know, as a kid, you don't quite remember your relationship with the doctor because you're not that sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my mom and dad, they were not proactive in anything. I mean, they just, you know, out in the sun, they just did what they did.
Yeah.
My mother never took walks for her health. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
But now generations, we are more proactive and I feel like I'm more of a partner with my doctor and my dentist and my massage lady.
Yeah.
You know, we work together
yeah.
on what's going on in my body.
Yeah.
Is that what you see and what you like to do as a dentist?
It's cool that you brought that up because that is something that I usually introduce to new patients. Like, hey, we're going to do things just a little bit different at our office. How I was taught in dental school was always like, tell them what their problem is.
Right.
You know, like look underneath the hood. You need to have this replaced. You need to have that filling redone. These are the things you need. And then we went through different trainings and courses and like nobody needs that. Like they'll still live without that filling. They'll still live without that crown. So we've really shifted to just education and information and like, hey, patient, like this is what we see and this is a problem. And what do you think about it? And some people want to fix it and some people say, I'll call you when it hurts, you know, and Ooh. Then they're in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's good. They have that right. I mean, to be in charge, though, it's interesting. I'm wondering if some of those decisions are financial or insurance related where, I mean, who wouldn't want, are you saying like somebody, you tell them they need a root canal and they say, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh yeah. I mean, all different kinds and types we see for sure. And so I think we always try to give them the information of like what we see and what like the repercussions would be.
Exactly.
And then you'd be surprised. I think that the people that really take it to heart, like this is going to affect me, they can usually find a way. And if not, there's different ways of kind of getting into things financially, different payment plans mm-hmm. and stuff. And insurance is a great thing. I kind of tell people, think of it like coupons, like you get some coupons for something that you can use, but I don't want that to really dictate how I'm going to talk to the patients. Like it's not covered, so I'm not going to bring that up. I don't do that. You know, if I see something, I want them to know about it.
Yeah.
And then if they see value in it and they want to do it for their own health, then we'll find a way to get it done.
Well, that gets me to a question, Janae. Janae James is the office manager, and I'm wondering if working out payment plans, you're the office manager, so I'm wondering if payment plans and navigating insurance is a part of what you do for Dr. Hunt's clients.
Definitely. I think a lot of our day spends us on the phone or online verifying benefits and whatnot, that so patients can utilize everything to their fullest, but also presenting options of what the big picture might be. Our big thing is you don't know who has what. And so if you start presenting treatment, doctors hear and we lay it out for them. We can give it to them in stages. We can give it to them all at once. Everybody learns different and processes different.
Right.
So it's finding the way that they want to be communicated to allow them to meet their goals. We're a goal-oriented office for ourselves personally and for our patients. We want to know what's important to them, so we can help them achieve that.
You know, we are, love the word holistic, you know, whole, complete, healthy, because, you know, a person who exercises, they take care of themselves. I think what you said, it means they're going to be more careful in their oral health or their eye health. They're just invested. And I think that, you know, you guys can help teach your clients how to be more invested and how to be more proactive in a good way within whatever they can do and whatever is going on with them.
Definitely.
It's all related, isn't it?
It is.
Is that the old
song about that, right?
I just thought of that song. What is it? The hip bone. What is the hip bone connected to anyway?
Everything, I think.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah,
everything's about our hips.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about that. But everything is, in a way, connected to our mouth. We realize that's the way we eat. That's the way we breathe. And hey, everybody, we're going to get into that breathing thing. All right. I want you to zero in, Dr. Hahn. Dr. Mark. Mark, thank you.
Yeah.
For children, do you see children? And what's unique about dental care for kids?
Yeah, we do see kids. It's one of like my developing passions. Having four kids at home, that kind of put things on the radar for me. My oldest is 11. And so when we go to courses, it just hit home more. And with some of the different approaches that are out now, like one of the big tags is airway orthodontics or interceptive orthodontics, like early orthodontics.
Define orthodontics just to make sure we know what you're talking about. Like,
so a lot of people think like braces, right?
Yes.
Like that's just like
I just wrote down the word braces.
Yeah. But there's so much more to orthodontics than that. It's a lot of like structure and jaw size and shape. And so when you were asking earlier, like, hey, how do you connect the dots with like what's important for your health? I was going to say that as a dentist, it's going to sound weird not to say teeth. And you asked about the dental school answer, so I gave that to you.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing that I can impact people with is how they breathe.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. Listen, we're up against a break. This is a big topic that's coming up here. Let's take that break right now. When we come back, we are going to talk about how important our breath and our breathing and how we breathe and where the air goes in and where it comes out when we come back from that for that next break. Okay, everybody, stick around.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The holidays are over, most resolutions have been broken, but some hold out hope to fulfill the resolution of a dry January. We at Winter Ridge want to make it as easy as possible. Ritual, the premier non-alcoholic spirit, is a good start. We also carry a large assortment of NA beers and wines, as well as Kratom and Kava drinks. With over four full cooler doors of drinks from herbal sparkling waters to watermelon juice, Winter Ridge can help you get to the finish line of a dry January.
Say yes to a healthy new year with a YMCA membership and make your why the place to get healthy. At the Y, there's so much more than fitness classes, pools, and gym equipment. There are programs that support the whole health of your entire family. And right now, you can get started with no join fee, up to an $88 savings, and no contracts. The YMCA is a place where everyone belongs, and wellness is more than just a buzzword. From swim lessons and activity spaces for youth and teens to yoga and pickleball, check out everything the Y has to offer by visiting ymcainw.org. When you add it all up, a Y membership delivers exceptional value month after month, and now with expanded weekend hours. There's never been a better time to join. Make the YMCA your place too. Visit ymcainw.org today. Prorated membership dues apply. Offer good through January 31st.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to wish everyone a happy new year, and for the month of January, mention this ad to get 10% off manufactured scheduled 30, 60, 90K services. 4x4 services, coolant flushes, and battery checks all on sale this month. As always, every vehicle in the shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. And remember, our certified techs work on all makes and models. Pierce Auto Center.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome in. Thanks for being with us today. It's Speak Up. It's Tuesday. And our guests today are Dr. Mark Hahn, Excellence in Dentistry right here in Sandpoint, and the office manager there who will take your phone call and help set you up, Janae James. All right, we were talking in very technical terms. You were talking about airway stuff. So tell us about that. Just break it down for us.
Yeah, so as a dentist, I think it, you know, teeth and fillings and crowns, and that's kind of what we think about. And I was kind of getting a little bit like, where's my purpose? Like, how do I make an impact? How do I help people? And I think that that does help people to some extent, but I was looking for something bigger, something that I could do to make a bigger impact.
And to really change their life.
Yeah.
I mean, not that good dentistry is... But you wanted more.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we went to a bunch of courses, learned a lot about airway and how the jaw can affect the airway and how we breathe. And I think that the question you asked earlier, like what's the main thing for like health? I would tell people it would be putting your tongue to your palate, closing your lips, and breathing through your nose.
That is unbelievable that that's what you believe to be. Now, I want everybody to know about the book Breath. Go ahead and tell our audience about that.
Yeah. I think there's like a buzz about this kind of stuff, like social media, different books. There's another book, The Oxygen Advantage by Patrick McCowan. I don't know if I'm saying that last name correctly.
But the title, Oxygen Advantage.
The Oxygen Advantage, yeah. And Breath. There's another one, Jaws. And it's just all about, you know.
It's a movie. But it's good.
It's all about, you know, breathing through our nose releases nitric oxide, which is that hormone that helps us get into rest and digest, the parasympathetic pathway, the like repair pathway. And I think as a society, as a culture, we're all like checking our phones and going from A to B and we're going fast and we're kind of in that fight or flight mechanism. We're in that sympathetic overdrive. And so just breathing through our nose can help us get into that like more rest and repair and kind of heal our body's pathway. Plus it humidifies the air, it filters the air, so it helps with our immune system so we won't get sick as much. It helps to better oxygenate our tissues. There's just so many things that alone could improve people's health by just breathing through their nose. The other thing that breathing through our nose does is if we have our tongue to our palate, suction cupped and sealed up there, that's what helps with jaw growth and development. I think before the break, you were talking about kids and do we see kids? And if at a very young age, kids are doing that, breathing through their nose, keeping their lips sealed and having their tongue to their palate, their jaw just unlocks and grows to the size that it was supposed to be, like in our genetic makeup, how we're intended to be. And when something breaks down in that pathway, the jaw doesn't grow as big because the tongue isn't on the inside supporting the jaw, and the lips and the cheeks on the outside kind of hold things in.
You know, I just read an article where it said our jaws over time are getting smaller, and it's affecting our teeth and our breathing and our health, that human beings are evolving and not, you know, we always think, oh, evolution is good. Well, first of all, it's a lie, but it's in this case, it's not good. It's not good what's going on. Talk about how, you know, when I picture some little kid looking at TV, usually their mouth is hanging open. Right. You know, they're just like mesmerized with their mouth hanging open.
Right.
And that's not good. But I was reading in that book, Breath, that mothers used to, maybe in other societies, they would hold that little, you know, if he was not drinking milk from the mom, she was holding his little mouth shut gently.
Yeah.
So he would learn how to breathe. Talk about how good that is.
It's so good. And it, you know, if they're not going to develop their jaw to the right size, like on a smaller level of importance, we'll see crowding of the teeth. We'll see the need for traditional braces, straighten your teeth kind of thing. But that's really a sign that the jaw is too small. And if we think about the nasal cavity is like the attic above the house, like if the jaw is too small, the nasal airway is too small. And so we have a machine that we can actually measure the nasal airway with, like rhinometry. It's like a sonar. It's like how dolphins interact. And we can measure how big their airway is. And there's different landmarks at 2 and 4 and 6 and 8, and we can say it should be about this size. If the tongue is working for us and not against us, things are going to unlock and develop. They looked at like post-industrial revolution, like you know, just the foods that we eat, like soft meats, like ground up meats, and, you know, kids with pouches and like straws with Nalgene, anything that's kind of like sucking is just this compressive force, and it doesn't help things to unlock and get bigger. And when we look at hunters-gatherers, they had really, like, you know, hard meat, and they had, you know, pulling bulbs out of the ground, and they'd really
just
have to
eating
chew.
Eating them raw.
Yeah, and so all that would stimulate the jaw, stimulate the tongue, and the jaws would be huge. There'd be room for wisdom teeth in the back. They would be breathing through their nose. And ever since the soft food diet, the tongue isn't working. It's on the floor of the mouth. It's rarely in the palate.
It's usually down pushing against those bottom teeth.
Yep.
That's where mine just
was. Yeah. And then the cheeks win. You know, the cheeks are draped over the top, and so they just hold everything in and narrow. And so then we have a small tube, so we're breathing through coffee straws instead of a big hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kids can be taught by mom and dad by helping them to breathe through their nose. What about adults that, you know, have got bad habits?
Those habits can be, you can work on them, but sometimes you need to get the underlying cause of, like, the airway is too small. So we have to breathe, right? And we're going to breathe any way we can.
Yes.
And if we have that small jaw and our nasal airway is small, maybe we can't breathe through our nose. So we have to get oxygen, so we're going to breathe through our mouth. So we don't get any of the benefits of the nasal breathing, but we still have to breathe. Well, those kids will see, like, if they have, like, crowding in their teeth as baby teeth, they should all have spaces.
Mm-hmm.
When they bite, you should see top and bottom teeth. You shouldn't have flat teeth from wear and grinding. So we see that in a lot of kids. And they have to breathe, so they're going to breathe through their mouth. But if you can get them young enough, you can actually change their jaw size pretty easily. And I believe kind of change the trajectory of their life, because they're getting their restful, reparative sleep now when they're going through all the formative years. And they can heal, and they can process, and they can
memorize. I love that. And even as an adult, we can be more intentional. You may not be able to change the habit, but from time to time, you can be intentional. I'll tell you what I started doing. I don't do it all the time. Just every now and then I think of it, and I'll do for 3 or 4 nights in a row. I just take a little bit of really cloth surgical tape, and I don't like, you know, I don't like, I just, it's vertical.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can still drool if I want to, and I can still breathe, but it just keeps me. And I'm telling you, I always sleep better.
Yeah.
So every like week or so, I don't do it every night, but yeah, so
a
it's
lot of
good.
That's related to like sleep apnea too. So we do a lot with adults too. Kids are easier because they're moldable and you can change them
exactly.
Quicker. But adults can go through the same stuff with making the jaw size bigger and the airway bigger. And I do the same thing you do. I don't like prescribe it or like tell people you should do this because everybody feels differently about it. But I put that tape right underneath my nose to my chin. And I tell patients it's, for me, it's a reminder and not a restraint.
Exactly.
And I want to breathe through my nose and it's a habit forming thing. And so if I can keep them closed, all the better. But it can really help with sleep apnea, which... we can help patients with that too. And that can be something that's a life-threatening thing. I mean, that can be heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes. When people have the jaw open, falling back, tongue in the throat, they're just choking all night long.
Yeah,
so that can have
they're not breathing. They're literally not breathing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
one thing not to breathe through your nose, but it's another thing
exactly.
to stop breathing.
Got to keep breathing, yes.
What about taking nitric acid? You mentioned breathing through your nose, and that's very important. You can mention again how important that is. But what about supplementing with nitric acid?
Yeah, I wish I knew an answer to that. I think that us producing it is better than anything that we can kind of supplement. With always,
yeah.
right? So if we can find that natural way of like just creating more, I think that that's going to be better off. There are books about like nitric oxide and supplementing with it. And I think it's...
there are foods with nitric acid.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want, yeah. That might be a more natural way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Google that.
Yep, for sure.
Well, I just want to repeat the book Breath. Everybody that's listening, come on, go out and buy that for your best friend. And then the other one is the Oxygen Advantage that Dr. Mark mentioned. And I also want to repeat, we're not talking about taping your whole mouth shut like you've been taken as a hostage or something. It's just a little strip in the center of your mouth. And it's just a gentle reminder. And it really, really, really does work.
And I think that that's dependent on the patient, what I would say. I mean, if they have a small jaw and they can't breathe through their nose, I don't want to tape that kid.
Or they have an obstruction for some reason, whether it's sinus or whatever. Yeah, no, you have to listen always to your own body, but listen to your doctor and listen to your talk to your doctor or your dentist about that if you're obstructed and why that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying go in for an operation, but find out what the issue is, right?
Well, there's so many people that go into operations because they don't know that all these things that you can just kind of change as far as your airway. We see a lot of adults who think, I'm stuck, I'm old, I'm not going to change. But you can make changes. Oh. We see so many that have joint issues and joint pain, and they've seen every doctor. They've done all the MRIs and CTs, and they've been told, you're fine. Mm. There's nothing wrong. And then we see them. We did a couple this week, and they're like, I'm so glad that we have somebody that's finally listening. The way that the jaw shape and is formed and is biting can have a direct effect on like popping and headaches and migraines and just –
and ringing in your ears, I would think, is another one that, honestly, there are pathways to health.
Yep.
There are definitely natural pathways to health. There is, I was going to say when you said something about age or old, there is no old, there is no age. It's just a question of your taking care of a body that's kind of working against you a little bit over time. But however, you can be strong and you can be healthy. Talk to your dentist about these things. There is help for you and pathways for healing. All right, we're going to take that break right now. It's our last break. Can you believe it? We're going to do that right now, and we will be right back.
The Pond Ice Skating Rink is now open on the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Come enjoy fun on the ice. There are a variety of activities to choose from. Public skating, stick and puck activity, and private group bookings. And skate rental is also available. Bring your family and friends and have them join you in the fun. See you soon at the pond. For more information, go to skatethepond.com. Presented by STCU.
For many of us, a new year means New Year's resolutions. But when it comes to your health, what if you made just one? Establish yourself with a primary care provider at Bonner General Family Practice. Our providers can help you manage your overall health, treat you when you are sick, and be a referral to specialty care. But most importantly, they are committed to becoming a familiar face, creating trust and comfort when you need it. Call 208-265-2221 or visit bonnergeneral.org to start your new year on the right health track.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
AGE Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. That means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system right here in Sandpoint. And now, offering electrical services. When purchasing a new qualifying Lennox system, get up to $2,000 in rebates or qualify for no payments, no interest for 12 months. Also, up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Go to AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number 059041.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
News Talk 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome in. You know it, we've got it going on here at the Speak Up Table with Dr. Mark Hahn and the office manager at Lewis and Hahn Dentistry. And you have a tagline that I love, which is, it's more than just teeth.
Yeah.
And that's so cool that's what we're talking about. So remind our audience, tell our audience where you're located, how they can get a hold of you, and get started on, I hope, better dental care.
Yeah, we're located at 2025 Pine Street, right across from Traverse Park. Our phone number is 208-265-4558. What other questions did you ask? I went blank.
You're
there.
All about more than just,
more than just teeth.
And
it.
We
That's
have
it.
Been covering that That's with it. Breathing yeah. and yeah. this holistic yeah. approach. All right. I have a couple of questions. The first one is bad breath.
Yeah.
What causes bad breath? How do we take care of that if that's an issue for some people? Because some people, it's a big issue.
Yeah.
Other people, you don't even, it's not even there.
Yeah. You know, that more than just teeth thing is something I'd always tell my patients, especially recently, because we cover so many things other than just teeth. And,
yeah.
And that bad breath being one of them, I mean, there's different causes. And sometimes it's just like how we're brushing and bacteria that builds up. If you think about pockets in our gums that never get cleaned, you have areas that never get brushed. So you just have stuff that's just kind of like building and not getting clean. So that's gross and stinky.
Really very yep. gross.
But it can be a digestion thing too. Like oftentimes it's like coming up from the stomach, like something that they're maybe sensitive to. And so you can have impeccable home care, impeccable brushing, flossing. You can have terrible breath. And it's because of things you're putting in your mouth, you know, and it's just not agreeing with your body.
Like garlic, you know, something like that, something you're eating, like dairy. I don't like dairy.
Gluten or just something that people have like a sensitivity to. And then it just essentially like backs up. And then people, when they're sleeping, if they aren't breathing fully and they are having those obstructions, it does pull up stomach acid. And so then that just is that, you know, gross breath too.
This is bad. I just don't like it. You know, what I read recently was that mouthwash was not effective. It was basically saying don't do mouthwash because it kills good stuff and bad stuff, but it kills good stuff in there. Is that true?
Yeah, we've got good bacteria and bad bacteria. And so
in our mouth.
Yeah. Well, so there's certain mouthwashes that you know, maybe have a lot of like alcohol content in them that just kill everything. Mm-hmm. And then so that just wipes out even that good bacteria that we need in there. Mm-hmm. So then you're kind of starting from zero bacteria, and then anything can go.
Okay, so is there a mouthwash that we can use?
Gosh, there are so many different products out there. Spry, I think, is usually a product that has some pretty good ingredients. We just found one, Fig, F-Y-G-G, Feed Your Good Guys. It's got probiotics in it. There's just a whole bunch of,
F-Y-G-G. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff out
there.
Feed
Your Good. I've never even seen that. What, do I have to get that on Amazon or something?
I think they can have it on Amazon. There's so many good products.
Scott Porter to get it
That's
over
a
there
great idea.
Sample.
Yes, I like that for sure.
I like that too. I'll buy it over there. All right, so mouthwash is kind of something that people need to think about. Just better to just brush. And keep your mouth healthy and get rid of whatever those pockets are.
Yeah. Anything that is cleaning under the gums is really good. So I think brushing, flossing is great. But sometimes adding something like a water pick can be helpful because that can flush and irrigate under the gums, because brush and floss only clean what
good
it touches.
Good idea. What about Oral-B, those electric brushes? Yeah. Are they better than just the manual, or if you're good, you could use either one?
If you're good, you're good, you know. Yeah. But I think that the electric toothbrushes just make sure that you're doing a good job, and it does it quicker. So people usually get lazy and only brush for a short time. You're way more effective with the electric toothbrush.
Yeah. So again, though, see, here we are back to teeth. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important, but that's what we all think about, braces and orthodontics and all that stuff. And you're saying there's so much more that's going on in our mouth and our bodies and to be healthy.
Yeah.
I like that.
We can see so many telltale signs when people come in that there might be something else going on that other people might just kind of brush over. So grinding of the teeth and the bumps that are formed sometimes when they have tori, decay because their mouth is dry because they're breathing through their mouth.
Exactly.
Like the small arch form, all that stuff are things that, you know, you can do something about. And for sure with kids, I think a common message is wait till they're older, wait till all the baby teeth fall out and then maybe look at them. But in my opinion, you've kind of lost that window. You can still do stuff, but you have way better chance getting them to when they're young. Plus now we're affecting their sleep in a positive way. So they're getting the restful reparative sleep as opposed to wait till they're 12 and then they'll start sleeping good. They get it right away.
Yeah. Especially habits of brushing and keeping your mouth clean and having them, crunch away on raw carrots so their jaws keep going.
That is helpful.
And hold their little mouths shut. Now that sounds like, don't call me about some kind of abuse, okay? Do not. We're just gently help them learn the habit of breathing through their nose. You mentioned that if you breathe through your mouth all night long, you wake up with like dry mouth and it's really ugly. So hydration is important for all of our body. That's something that's been on my mind recently, the importance of hydration. And it's true for you and your clients also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just all the stuff. I mean, like how we breathe and hydration and a well-rounded diet. And I think that the method upon which we get it is just so important. Like the way we breathe through our nose and the way we get our food, you know, if it's all processed stuff and it's in a pouch and we're just kind of, you know, sucking it into our mouth, even though there might be some good nutrients, it could have a negative effect on the structure of things too.
It all works together.
Yep.
It really, we are one body and we are, you know, all of our cells and our tissues and our organs, we're all connected. I don't want to badmouth sugar, but I think you do.
I love it.
What's not to love about sugar, but it causes issues. What do we do if we do have dessert? I mean, that would be like run before you leave the restaurant.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
I think that there's a part where we all have to live and enjoy along the way. And I think that being aware that that might not be the best for our health at that time, but give ourselves grace and room to enjoy that when we choose to.
Yeah.
I think that when it gets in excess and we're not cleaning it off, it can become problematic. There's some great products like xylitol. Xylitol is an all-natural sugar, but that has recalcification properties. Essentially, it just like makes your teeth stronger.
So really?
Yeah. So if people are out and about and they have like a sugary drink or a snack, they could throw in like a xylitol gum or a mint, and that can help to turn the tables back towards like strengthening the teeth.
So again, it's still kind of sweet, but it's got the right kind. Yeah. I use stevia in coffee. Is that good?
I don't think that that's going to have the same properties like a xylitol sugar would, because that's going to help to just make it stronger.
Just make it sweet. Yeah. It doesn't really help do anything.
Right. That might be a healthier sugar, but I don't think that's going to have that positive effect on your teeth like the xylitol might.
I have to tell you that, you know, that worst creamer you put in the coffee is that Coffee Mate stuff, Italian sweet cream. I think they make it in a laboratory in New Jersey because it's definitely not food. And, you know, I saw this thing on Facebook and it said, if I have to give up the creamer that I like, you are taking away the one final last thing that brings me joy in the morning.
Yeah.
I've got decaf coffee. I'm putting in stevia. Don't
take that away.
Please don't take my creamer away. If it's not good for my teeth, Dr. Mark, I don't want to know about it. I'll tape my mouth shut every night if I can still wake up and put that bad creamer in my coffee. Oh, my goodness. So you've brought up kids a couple of times about, talk a little bit more about getting to them when they're still with their baby teeth, with good habits and good health.
Yeah. So we'll see kids, and ideally we want to see kids with spaces between their teeth. We want to see kids that don't have flat, wore-down teeth. We want, when they bite, for us to be able to see the upper and lower teeth.
How do kids get flat, wore-down teeth at 8 years old? What are they eating?
Yeah. I mean, it's this misconception that they're stressed, like they're grinding at night. Kids aren't, I mean, a five-year-old, what do they have to be stressed about?
Right.
So it's usually they're grinding because they can't breathe. Their jaws are too small, their mouth breathing, the jaw's falling back, the tongue's getting in their throat, and they have a kink in the hose. So it's, a lot of kids have sleep breathing disorders, kind of like sleep apnea. And we see a bunch of kids that, you know, have a history of bedwetting, and they're 7, 8, 9 years old, and they can't figure it out. And it's because they're not breathing at night. They're not getting their restful, reparative sleep from just, you know, ideally it's lip closed, tongue up. They're breathing through their nose silently. They're not snoring. They're not struggling to breathe. You know, another misconception is like, oh, it's so cute. My little five-year-old, he snores at night. Like, that is a red flag. Like, that needs to be looked at. And these kids, you can tell just by what's in their mouth and the size and shape of their jaws and teeth, you can set them up for a better restful, reparative night's sleep. And again, just change the trajectory of that kid's life by these small things. And sometimes it takes intervention to change the jaw size through like expanders sometimes. Like, it actually makes the jaw size bigger. Mm-hmm. And that gives more space for the tongue, and that opens up the volume in our airway so they can actually breathe easier and better.
This is so interesting. I hope everyone is enjoying this. I just already want to have you back and keep our audience aware. What about sleep position? Is there something in sleep position that affects the way we might breathe at night that's better than another way?
It's a great question. I don't think that there's a straight answer to that. It really depends on the person. We do a lot of sleep studies at our office, and sometimes we'll see that when they're on their back is the most likely to have a sleep breathing issue because the tongue falls back with gravity. But we've seen it at times when they're on their left side, they're worse. Mm. So it'd be hard to blanket statement say it's healthier to sleep this way, but generically, mostly not on your back if you have a sleep breathing condition.
Or prop your head up a little bit.
Yeah, or up helps too, for
without
sure.
Without it being totally torqued.
Yep, good question.
Can you believe it that we are out of time? I cannot believe it. So that is the program for today. Dr. Mark Hahn. I've told you Dr. Mark so long, I forgot
good.
The last
Mark's
name.
Fine.
I like it.
Yep.
And he is with Lewis and Hahn Dentistry, and it is more than just teeth. Thanks also for being with us, Janae James, office manager. Good job. You got this all put together for me. Thank you so much. Call him back next Tuesday. We'll be talking with someone you need to meet because he is the Panhandle Health Board Chair, new Board Chair, Dr. Thomas Fletcher. Thanks again, everybody, for coming along with us today. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself. Please slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.